You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Well, it is 18 past the hour of 4 o'clock. That was the late Michael Jackson with a song titled Who Is It? Yes. A very good afternoon to you. Allow me to welcome you wherever you are tuning us from on this Sunday afternoon, which is the 28th of June 2026. So that means we are 2 days away. Yes, we are 2 days away until the month of June says goodbye to us. Yeah. So there have been celebrations towards the death anniversary of Michael Jackson. He passed away on the 25th of June. That is 17 years ago. So the whole world is remembering him, you know, remembering all his kindness and how much he worked towards healing our world. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. My body is aching. I don't know. Maybe it's because I spent the whole weekend in bed or I don't know. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I'm very well. Thank you.
Yes. Hello.
Yes. Are you broadcasting live now or is it an office number?
No. This is the on air number. I am on air. You are on air as well.
Yes. Okay. What is the topic of discussion today?
So today we are talking about your second half starts now of the year.
Second?
The second half of your year starts now. Remember, we are done with the first half. Tuesday, we will be saying goodbye to June. So that means the first 6 months of the year there. Bye-bye. Then we start with the remaining 6 months. So that is basically what we are discussing today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I haven't yet gotten into the discussion. Where are you are you listening to the radio?
No, I only know the number. Our signal here at Zambezi region has been terminated. I don't know for some reason.
Oh, Mulizo Zakwa Hai.
Mulizo Zakwa Hai, Kivo Manalisa. Okay, Munzifa program, Yasilozi.
Nizifa program, Yasikuwafa. Yasilozi, Nzi Kukala la Mvulu Haisi la Vutana.
Okay.
Yagachiloki Yasikuwa. I'm on a smartphone.
That we had enough smartphone kana kwe.
Oh, kakuri. Wireless yalu nafa mkona kuiteleza kwa makepe. Mkona kuiteleza kwa app ya yalu na kapahamu ya fa website yalu na mkona kuiteleza. Hamocho ni kwa Facebook. Monday to Friday. Selovanga live fa kwa Facebook. Kwa nakuri mwako na kuiteleza kwa program.
Okay.
Yeni.
Mika is a make sure kuli ni wa smartphone. Smartphone yaka nevai kairize mamu huwa. Nevai kwa mamu huwa nana.
Au.
Nevai fetu zika mota.
Nevai fetu zika mota.
Nevai fetu zika mota setomi mbaka mtoliruli.
Asha.
Chwale kona kuli kwa kuipangisa koha pesei. So.
Ya tula, mane smartphone kuipangisa ya tula. Kunzi fila mbufu kuveisa ni kuleka encha.
Mani kono na chwalo.
Kona kuli Monday to Friday, program yao nasei kalanga 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Kuisa 1 o'clock.
Yale yalu viza kuli kio na
sizu masalicho.
Okay.
And 11:30 kuisa 1 o'clock.
Shangwe.
And kona kuli mwakona kunoliza anga mwani, ingeluvule la silozi.
Akuna matata, mani ni tondire maswe wireless ya luna
ya luna. Mani sichava kaufera maskriti si tondire maswe wireless ya luna. Kono kumani baba nani ma smartphone, fase walu teleza anga kwa app kwa nikapa kwa likepe.
Mani haikuwa lula fera wireless ya 29. Nikona kone nikalezi kwa iteleza anga.
Aha. Kimi na ma radio champions wa Eagle FM.
Aha, kiu nama radio champion.
Niti.
Aha. Na kona kumifama nombolo ya kakuli, na kuyengu hamu kato kakuli, ni latere papa kuto.
Okay.
Famu kapa, irikuli moniswale nina nikoneko ya fate nimpa yuzi.
Oh, mare hakuna vutata. Yes, so that is one of Eagle FF's radio champs who is calling from all the way from Zambezi region, you know, just expressing how much he is missing listening to us. And I was asking him if he has a smartphone to tune in on the app or on the website as well as on our Facebook page. But he was like, unfortunately, kids played with his phone. They were driving the phone as a car. So the phone ended up getting damaged. So yeah, but he will make a plan to get a smartphone in the meantime and, start listening to us. He is missing the show. Yes, the Silozi show. So 27 minutes after the hour of 4 o'clock. Well, where was I? What was I saying? Yeah, I'm so happy. Sometimes I really get carried away when, people from home, they call in and check in and find out if our radio is still operating, you know. So yeah, that's very humbling. It's wonderful. Yes. So I was saying that today is the last Sunday. So next Sunday we will be in the month of July. And, like I mentioned to my caller there, today we are having a discussion where we are talking about, you know, finding your second half now, right? Because the first 6 months of the year are going to come to an end on Tuesday. So that means we would have completed the first 6 months in the year 2026. So I will tell you all about today's topic right after our welcoming song. But before we get there, I was saying that, yes, I remember what I was saying. I was saying that my whole body is very sore. I don't know what's happening. Maybe it's because I spent the whole weekend indoors in bed. Yes, didn't do much, to be honest. It was one of those weekends where I think I should even play that song for myself. There's a song that sings about not getting out of my bed. Let me quickly look for that song. It's a song by Bruno Mars. Yes. It's a song by Bruno Mars that sings about being lazy, you know, not getting out of my bed. Yes. So I will definitely play this song for all of us who were indoors this weekend, you know, not doing anything, just relaxing, you know, enjoying the comfort of our beds, the comfort of our homes. Yes. Because honestly speaking, I did nothing. Friday, I got home. I was home. I opened a bottle of wine. I had one glass of wine or two. Yeah, I think it was two. I had two glasses of wine. I did not finish that bottle. There's still a lot of wine in the bottle. So I had two glasses of wine. I cooked, I ate, and then I was just in bed, relaxing, watching. Yesterday, I got a chance to go to town, I think for an hour. I went to town for an hour, got a few things that I was going for, and then I was back home. Got home, cooked, and then back in bed. I remember I took a nap at some point around this time, yes. I took a nap around this time, and I woke up around 5-ish there. And I was like, damn, the weekend is gone. Yeah, the weekend is gone. Sunday is upon us. So, yeah, honestly, didn't do much. And I slept a little bit late, woke up a little bit late, woke up and made oats for brunch. Couldn't have been breakfast because I woke up so late. So I had a brunch, oats, and then, yeah, relaxed a bit and then made my way right here where I am now in your company until the hour of 6 o'clock. So yeah, today we have a discussion on, you know, making sure that the remaining half of the year, we really do what we pledge to do beginning of the year, right? And also just to motivate us in terms of a lot of people lose it. They do have motivation beginning of the year. They do have dreams. They do have plans and all that. But when we get to the month of July, people really don't feel it. They really don't feel the motivation, the urge that they were feeling beginning of the year. So let me also wish everybody born today a happy birthday. Happy birthday to you guys before I forget. I hope you enjoy your birthday today. Well, I hope you enjoyed your birthday today. I know it's a Sunday, but yeah, it is a special day. I'm not even sure when am I celebrating my birthday this year. Let me see. When am I celebrating my birthday this year? This year. It's on a Wednesday, yeah. Because last year it was on a Tuesday. So this year it's on a Wednesday. It's only going to be on a Friday 2 years from now. So that is going to be 2028. It's going to be on a Friday. Yeah. So yeah, do enjoy your birthday, guys. Just do it responsibly. Don't do anything that I wouldn't do. So here is Bruno Mars, the lazy song. You know, I just wanna stay in my bed. I'll see you on the other side with more on what we are going to be discussing today. Right?
I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. 'Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up, then stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in. so they can teach me how to Dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone. So leave a message at the tone. Cause today, I swear I'm not doing anything. I need meet a really nice girl, have some really nice sex, and she's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my God, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, pops, you'll just have to wait. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. Just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone. So leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. No, I ain't gonna comb my hair. Cause I ain't going anywhere. No, 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 no. I'll just strut in my breakfast here and let
song literally sums up all my weekend and yours as well. If you did nothing this weekend, you know, just rested. Now I feel like probably I have over rested because I'm experiencing a muscle ache, like my body is aching, all of my body is aching. So I don't know what I'm going to do to try and relieve this feeling that I'm feeling. You know, yeah, it's not a good one. It's not a nice one. So, yeah, let's now get into what we are talking about today. It is the last Sunday. Yes. So because it is the last Sunday in the month of June, there's a reason why we are having this discussion. This particular discussion. I don't know why English does this, but I don't think it's only English alone. I've experienced it even on the Silozi show, where your mind is saying something and then your mouth releases the opposite of what your mind is saying. I don't know why that happens, but I do experience it a lot. You know, in my mind, I'm saying discussion and then my mouth says discussing. I'm like, how did we get there? What is discussing, you know? So if you are locked in right now, you have timed it perfectly because you and I are standing at a very special crossroads today. You know, it is the final Sunday of June. We are officially 180 days into the year with exactly 180 days left to go. Yes. Today marks exactly 180 days in the year 2026 and exactly 180 days left to go until the year comes. So we are definitely at the crossroads. Now, I know some of you might be looking at your January resolutions and feeling a little distant from them. Maybe life got heavy Maybe the winter slump got the best of you. Maybe things just didn't go as planned. But I am here to tell you this, this afternoon, that the story is not over. No. The first half of the year was just the warm up, right? So today on the show, we are going to talk about the 180-day pivot. We are shaking off the dust, finding that spark, and realizing that a single decision today can change everything by December. So pull up your chair, whether you are sitting in the comfort of your bed, whether you are sitting on the couch covered, because it's a bit chilly. These days we have been experiencing cold weather in the capital, or wherever you are tuning us from. Whatever you are doing, get something to drink so that we can talk about how we are taking over the rest of this year. I am sure there is someone, or there are people out there who are really not feeling the remainder of the year. And it's normal, you know, it is normal to feel the way you are feeling. But if you don't do something about it, then you are not going to shake off that feeling. Because other people do get disappointed in the first half of the year. And usually they don't get over these disappointments. And then they let these disappointments go on and on and on. And then they don't get back and try to get over those disappointments. So it's a lot, right? So we are going to start off by discussing, you know, breaking the media slump. And I'm going to start off by explaining to you guys what is a media slump. Yes. When we talk about a media slump, what are we talking about? We have an ad that is in 5 minutes time, just letting you know in case I talk over it, so you are aware that it is coming your way. So the first definition that I got in terms of what the media slump is on cbtprofessionals.com, right? So it starts off by saying, have you ever noticed how July can feel particularly tough? You know, the coming month, the month that we are starting on Wednesday. Have you ever noticed how it feels? You know, it really feels tough because the New Year's momentum has long faded. The days are shorter and colder, and many people report feeling unusually flat, tired, or unmotivated. So if this is how you are feeling, you know, you are feeling flat, you are feeling tired, you are feeling unmotivated, just remember that you are not alone. That, right? You are not alone. If you find yourself dragging your feet, questioning your progress, or longing for a break around this time of the year. So in this definition, we are going to look at, you know, the psychological reasons behind the media slump and how it can affect your mental well-being, and most importantly, what you can do to support yourself through it. Whether you are feeling stuck, whether you're experiencing burnout, or just not quite yourself, you know. So we are going to understand what is a media slump and why behind your feelings can be the first step toward feeling better. It's not easy, especially if, you know, you had set goals or plans at the beginning of the year, and you gave yourself a timeline to say the first half of the year, I should have done this and this and this. And then it does not materialize like that. You can actually feel, you can actually have some certain kind of feelings about yourself. Feelings of being unsure, feelings of dragging your feet, feelings of questioning your progress, you know. And also you can start longing for a break around this time of the year. You are not alone. Most of us do feel this pressure. So we are going to an ad break that is in a minute and 30 seconds. Let's see if we can start off before the ad break comes through. So what is a Meteor's lamp? What is a Meteor's lamp? A Meteor's lamp is a common dip in mood, motivation, and mental energy that tends to occur around June or July. While it's not a formal psychological diagnosis, the experience is very real and for many, deeply disruptive. Did you hear that? Meteor's lamp is a common dip in mood, motivation, and mental energy. So it occurs around this month of June, which is the middle month in the year 2026, or July. So it's really not a formal psychological diagnosis. So we cannot say that people get diagnosed with Meteor slump. No, but people do experience Meteor slump, and it is actually very real. So for many people, it can become deeply disruptive. So here is the ad. It's counting down. We will come continue on the other side. Do not go anywhere. We are together discussing the 180-day pivot, right?
Join us for the Ehangano Concert Volume 2 with Ali Tobias. Experience an unforgettable evening featuring songs from her latest album, A Bilo, performed live with a full band. Special guest appearances by Tate Buti, DA, Paige, and One Accord. All proceeds from the event will go towards supporting the Our Lady Orphanage. The event takes place on 4 July 2026 at the National Theatre of Namibia. Tickets are available on Web Tickets Namibia for 450 Namibian dollars. Don't miss this powerful night of music, inspiration, and giving back. Ehangano Concert Volume 2. See you there.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Lipurane ngeno wapubwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utete opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special angeta shake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka. Okwene ushendi fenawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onmora esatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ileko berewa, mora hetatu natu, bali o hetatu watatu, o mafilane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, and we continue with our conversation. So I was saying that Meteor slump is not a formal psychological diagnosis, but it is an experience that many of us do experience, and it can become very disruptive. So it might look like struggling to get out of bed or stay focused at work, feeling emotionally drained or disconnected, losing interest in things you usually enjoy, you can also start questioning your goals or feeling like the year is slipping away. It's like the year is just going, January was just here and now we are about to get into July, and you feel like, there's nothing I can do. Maybe I can start over next year. So it's often subtle at first, a quiet weariness, a sense that things feel heavier than usual, but over time it can impact productivity, relationships, and your overall sense of well-being. So that is a little bit about media slump, what it is really, the definition, like I said. This is the definition that I got on cbtprofessionals.com. But there's also another one that I got, which says that the media slump is a period of declining mood, motivation, and mental energy that typically occurs around June or July, right? Same. So people suffer from this slump for a variety of localized and psychological reasons. So other people, they experience media slump by the middle of the year. You have been pushing hard for roughly 6 months. So decision fatigue, demanding workloads and daily routines drain your mental reserves, right? And also, if you have unmet expectations, if goals or resolutions made in January are off track or have plateaued, it can cause feelings of stagnation, disappointment, and demotivation. So, in a nutshell, that is the media slump. So, why do people experience media slump? Why do people experience media slump? It could be burnout from school. It could be burnout from work. You know, maybe there's a lot that is happening at your school. There's a lot that is happening at your workplace and you are experiencing burnout. So this burnout can lead you to experience media slump. Goals taking longer than expected to achieve, like I was saying, come January, or let me say maybe already in December, you were having these goals ready for the new year, right? And maybe your plan was the first one goal or two goals should already be completed or should materialize the first 3 months of the year. Or if not during the first 3 months, at least the second 3 months of the year, these goals should have materialized. But if these goals are taking longer than expected to achieve, you know, you set a goal to say it, you should achieve it in 3 months. And it has now led to you taking 6 months, but still the goal is not being achieved. So such things can lead to you experiencing a media slump. Also, financial pressure after the first half of the year. You know, it can lead to you experiencing media slump, and also seasonal changes and cold weather, they do affect the mood. You know, I don't know, but I'm not sure if I experience, if I do, maybe I do experience mood changes when the season changes. Maybe I think I do. Maybe I just haven't tracked it. I think I do. I'm not sure. But it, maybe I do. So when the season changes or when we are, you know, in cold weather, these things can affect your mood. And when your mood is affected, what happens? You experience media slump. I'm not sure if it's the weather that usually changes my mood, but I think I have experienced moods that are not really positive. And somehow they affect my productivity, you know. I am learning. Let me not lie that I have learned. No, I'm still learning, you know, to have affirmations, you know, to tell myself good things in terms of you got this, shouldn't worry about this. Do not panic, you know, do not overthink. Yeah. So seasonal changes or cold weather, they do affect your mood, which can lead to you experiencing a media slump. So another thing is comparing personal progress with others on social media. If you do listen to this show, I'm sure you have moved away from comparisons on social media. Because I am one of the people who do encourage people not to take things or content that they consume on social media as something personal. No. Social media content is curated. You know, it's curated for you just to watch and enjoy. That's it. It's not created for you to, you know, compare. Or I know there are other content that are meant to motivate you, to push you and all that. But it's not everything that you consume on social media that is really meant for you to compare your personal progress. So people who do experience media slump is the people who compare themselves, you know, they compare their personal progress with others on social media. No, it's very wrong. You know, it's very wrong for you as the person who is doing the comparison and affecting your mind, affecting your own progress, right? So the signs that you are experiencing a media slump are as follows. You lack motivation. You don't feel like doing anything at all, you know. Even though you can, even you yourself can see that you lack motivation, you probably need to motivate yourself. You are unable to do that. So that is a sign of you experiencing a media slump. Constant fatigue despite getting enough rest. You are experiencing a media slump. And also difficulty concentrating when you have things that need your full concentration, but you are struggling to concentrate. It could be a sign that you are experiencing a media slump. Procrastination as well. I'm not sure if other hosts, they do motivate you guys to stop procrastinating, because it's a terrible thing. It's a terrible, terrible habit to have in your life at all as a human being. It's a very, very terrible thing, to possess as a habit. I told you guys a story as to how I used to procrastinate a lot. It was very bad. And luckily, I realized earlier on that, hey, madam, because I remember there was a friend of mine who told me that you have issues with procrastination. And I remember I was like, what? What is procrastination? I think that was the first time when I heard this word procrastination. And I was like, what is procrastination? You know, and I remember I Googled the word, and the word described me in a nutshell as to what I was doing. And then I remember just telling myself, we need to learn our way out of this habit, because it was a habit that was really, really taking over. And it was a no habit. So procrastination can also be a sign that you're experiencing a media slump, because you lack motivation. There's also this constant feeling of being tired. Even if you sleep 8 hours plus, when you wake up, you just feel tired, you know. You are having issues concentrating on things that require concentration. And then you start procrastinating, right? You start pushing things forward, things that you are supposed to do today. You start pushing them forward. Ah, no, I'll do that tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes, and then you're like, ah, no, maybe next week, you know. And then next week comes, you are like, oh my goodness. And then until you are not having enough time to do whatever you need to do. So you also sometimes feel stuck or uninspired. It is also a sign of experiencing the media slump. You feel like since the year started, you haven't shifted at all. You feel like since the year started, nothing happened in this year for you. So you feel like, I'm stuck. You know, I haven't moved. I haven't shifted. And you also start feeling uninspired to do things that can move your life or push your life forward. And another sign is loss of excitement for activities you usually used to enjoy. Maybe you used to enjoy going for a jog. You used to enjoy going to the park. You used to enjoy what other example can I give? Maybe do marathons, you know. Yeah, I think that is one of the sports that is really becoming very, very, very much. A lot of people are joining marathons, and it's it's really motivating. I've also been saying that I really want to try and run a marathon. I think I'll start with, someone was telling me I shouldn't start with 5 kilometers, but rather start with 10 kilometers. Apparently, that is better. So you start losing excitement for activities that you used to enjoy. Maybe you used to enjoy running marathons, and then all of a sudden you feel like you don't want to be around people, you know. That could be a sign that you are experiencing a media slump. So it's very important that we look out for these signs. You can read up for more information for your own sake, for your own knowledge, so that you understand why as people we experience media slump, and also signs that you are experiencing a media slump, so that you can work on to breaking the slump. So how do you do that? Now, how do you break the slump, right? It is a minute to the hour of 5 o'clock. Yes. So we will go for a short break, and on the other side, we'll continue with how to break the slump. What can you do to break the media slump? Because you can. Yes, you can. That's for sure. You see, those things that you are doing, procrastinating, difficulty concentrating on things, not having motivation, and also the constant feeling of being tired, being fatigued. Those things are things that you can actually get rid of, right? So let's go for a musical break. Here is the sounds of Adele with Water Under the Bridge. I'll see you very, very soon as we continue our conversation.
are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Well, it is 9 minutes past the hour of 5 o'clock. We continue with our conversation, which is the 180-day pivot. Did you know that today marks exactly 180 days from January and 180 days until the end of the year? Did you know that? Well, if you did not know, you are welcome. Like I said, your second half starts now. We have officially reached the exact midpoint of the year. And for many, the initial fire of January does cool down, and the winter chill might have brought a bit of a slump. But where you stand today does not dictate where you will finish in December. Remember that. Where you stand today does not dictate where you will finish in December. So today, like I said, we are talking about the fact that a lot can change in 180 days, and it only takes one spark, one decision, and one small shift to completely alter the trajectory of your life. So far, we have looked at what the media slump is. I explained to you what the media slump is, and of course, why do people experience the media slump? We have also looked at signs that you are experiencing a media slump. So now I'd like for us to come at how you can break the slump. What can you do to break the slump? So you can start off by reviewing your goals and adjust them if necessary, right? If you notice that since January, or since you set the goals, they haven't materialized, there haven't been any progress made yet, probably you need to adjust them if necessary. Maybe the time you allocated to the goal or to the goals was very short, you know, and the goals require a much longer period of time. Adjust. And one thing that I usually say is that it does not matter if you place a goal in 2025 or if you place a goal in 2026. The time it takes to, you know, completely see that goal materializing should not really matter. I know it can take a toll on you, but honestly speaking, it should not really matter. As long as you see the goal materializing, you see the goal progressing, you know. If you had a goal to start building a house in 2026 and probably make sure that by mid 2026, that house should be on window level. If you are still on foundation level, there is nothing wrong with that. At least you started, right? I usually say that what matters most is starting. Just start. Once you start, that thing is going to be in your face, reminding you of the fact that there was a reason why you started this, right? So you need to continue, you know, building or making sure that that goal or those goals, they do progress and they materialize. So you can start by reviewing your goals and adjust them if necessary. The second thing that you could do to break the slump is celebrate the progress you have already made. Obviously, there should be some progress that you have already made. Yes, I do not believe that there's not even one progress that happens in our lives, as much as we are faced with setbacks, as much as we are faced with things like the media slump. I'm sure there is a certain progress, or there are progresses that do occur in our lives. So celebrate the progress you have already made, right? Another thing is to take short breaks or plan time to recharge, which is very important. I do experience, you know, being overwhelmed or feeling lack of motivation. But what I usually do is just, I do take a time to recharge. And one thing that I usually tell my best friend is that if I'm not feeling it mentally, I will not do it, because I know myself. I know very well that if mentally I am not feeling something, I'm not going to do it, because I know I'm just going to waste my time. I'm likely also to waste money. So it's very important that you take short breaks and also plan time to recharge so that you can break the slump. And also another thing you can do is to start a new hobby or challenge. Maybe the hobbies that you were having before you experienced the media slump are now not appealing to you. Like I said, maybe you enjoyed marathons, you enjoyed running marathons, but then when you experienced the media slump, it felt like, I don't think I want to go and be around people, so many people like that. So you can find another hobby, you can find another challenge. Probably you can say, maybe I will start going to the gym, or I will start running on my own. Just do something new. Find something new to start doing. And also exercise regularly and maintain healthy eating habits. Always important. When we are talking about the mind and the body and everything about it, we also mean exercising and also eating healthy, right? Reconnect with supportive friends and family when you experience a media slump. It's also advisable sometimes to just reconnect with supportive friends and family. I know we have them. I'm sure we all have them. If you don't have, I'd advise you to try and find yourself a community. And when I say community, I mean friends and family members who you can lean on when you feel low, or who can help you recharge when you feel like your battery is depleting, right? And the last but not least is limit the time you spend comparing yourself to others, especially online. Guys, comparison does not work. Mm-mm. If you are trying to destroy your own progress, start comparing yourself with others. That is where it honestly goes left. Goes left, to be honest. Okay, there is good comparison. I don't know, but I believe there is good comparison and there is bad comparison, you know. I think I would say good comparison would be if you see somebody doing something good for themselves, like going to school and studying, applying for jobs, getting a job, and then you're like, ooh, I would like to do what she is doing. She is doing something good, or he is doing something good. And I would like to be where that person is. And you also go to school. You also start applying for jobs and. But to compare yourselves to say, well, Abigail is driving a machete Benz. Yeah, that's how other people call it. Yes, machete Benz. So that is Mercedes Benz, name. I honestly don't know how we went from Mercedes to machete, but believe me, if you have never heard anybody from the other side of the country calling Mercedes machete, then you are really missing out. I was humbled to actually hear somebody saying it, machete. Yes, so if you are going to compare yourself with somebody who is driving a Mercedes to say, Abigail is driving a Mercedes, you know, I'm also going to buy a Mercedes, without even knowing how Abigail is able to afford to buy a Mercedes and also handle the maintenance of a Mercedes, you know, such comparison, it's really, really unnecessary. So limit the time you spend comparing yourselves to others, especially online. You know, even the thing of, okay, Abigail has three kids, you know, why am I not having mine? And then you also start having kids, and then you probably get to three kids. Now everything is in your head. You are struggling with these three kids. You see? Such things. So in fact, let us just stop comparing ourselves to others in a negative or in a bad way. If it's something that is meant to build you and motivate you, go for it. But if it's something that you are unaware as to how that person is living, as to how that person is doing things, and you also just copy and paste, it's a problem. Yes. So it's also important to reset your mindset. You know, accept that it's okay if everything hasn't gone according to plan. Accept that it's okay if everything hasn't gone according to the plan. You know, rather focus on progress instead of perfection. There are some of us who really struggle in life because we are perfectionists. Everything should happen orderly, in an order that you expect, in an order that you want. But we forget to focus on the progress. So it's always important to focus on the progress instead of perfection. So view the second half of the year as an opportunity for a fresh start. It shouldn't be a thing of where you are now just dragging your feet so we can get to the new year. No. If you do not solve whatever issues are holding you back now, then the new year is actually pointless, because a lot of people go with energy into the new year, but then they struggle to maintain the energy throughout the year. And this is where we face challenges as human beings or as people. So remember that small, consistent actions often produce lasting results. Right? Remember that small, consistent actions often produce long-lasting results. If that house you started building in January is still on foundation level, take your time. Do it slowly as much as you can. Don't rush to get to the window level because you were planning that when we get to June, the house should be on window level. No. Just be consistent with your small actions, with your small steps, because you are going to see the long-lasting results eventually, right? So when should you seek help? If feelings of sadness, hopelessness, or exhaustion continue for several weeks and begin affecting your daily life, it may be helpful to speak with a trusted family or a family member or seek counseling. Or see a mental health professional, because also this period that we are talking about now shouldn't last for so long. The media slump should not last for weeks and weeks and weeks, where you even feel like you are now worthless, you know, life is meaningless. No. If you start feeling like that, remember to seek help. Talk to someone, can be a family member, can be a trusted friend, to try and help you through this difficult time. So now let's move to reconnecting and realigning. Life moves very quickly, you know. Life moves very quickly. And in the process of meeting deadlines, caring for family, building careers and dealing with daily responsibilities, it's easy to lose touch with ourselves, our relationships, and our purpose, right? So it's very important that you reconnect and you realign. And reconnecting and realigning is about taking time to reflect, you know, strengthen meaningful connection and ensure that the way you are living matches what matters to you as an individual. It is very, very important to reconnect and realign, because success is not a solo journey. You know, sometimes the pivot requires changing who or what we are listening to. Yes. Because if you decide that, okay, the 180 days in the year, they are done. Now we start off, we are going to start off with the remaining 180 days of the year. But you don't change what is required of you to change. How are you going to be sure that, yeah, here I am definitely taking a 10. You know, maybe I was feeling unmotivated. Maybe at some point in the first half of the year, I was, feeling uninspired, you know, feeling all sorts of things that can lead you into a corner, how do you now move from that to feeling motivated again, to feeling inspired again, and? Right? It is 24 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Yes, we are moving. We are. The train is moving. I hope you are not left behind. You know, France, Tade France never liked, Tade France never liked the listeners who would call in and ask, what is the discussion? What are we discussing? You know, he would always answer, how do you get in the bus and then ask the bus, where is this bus headed to? Yeah, no, that used to make me laugh. So I hope you are in the bus since the bus got at the bus stop, and since you got into the bus, you know the destination where the bus is headed. There's no those things of, where is this bus headed? No, 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 no. So yeah, let's hope that we are all on the bus and we are heading in the same destination. Yes, 180 days. Like I said, I hope you know that exactly today. Today, it means 180 days into the year. And then that also means at the same time, exactly 180 days left to go. So if you are still feeling like you need to drag your feet, if you are still feeling unmotivated, you still feel uninspired, get up. Yes, get up and shake off those negative feelings, those negative thoughts. Because you do still have time. 180 days is a lot of days. That is 6 months. Yes, that is 6 months still remaining. So whatever plans you set for the year 2026, just remember that they can still see the light of day in 2026. And if they don't, well, you continue into the next year. I have shared with you guys that there's a goal that I sent was it 2024? Yes, 2024. And up until now, I'm still pushing towards that goal. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop until it is achieved. Because the plan is to achieve a certain goal. The time does not really sometimes matter or define how you are achieving that goal. So yeah, 27 past the hour of 5. I don't like feeling like I am preaching a lot. Like, preach? No. So let's take a short musical break and we'll come continue. That is on the other side. Ooh, my body still aches. I don't know. Maybe when I leave the studio, I need to go do a bit of exercises, you know, jumping up and down, up and down. Because I honestly don't know what is, but I think I know. Yeah, I think I know. I was indoors for so long. Hardly moved. Yeah, I think so.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
For so long. take it easy, girl, I'm going away. Cause love, it just ain't right, just ain't got right. You by my side. Baby, you're my soulmate. Baby, I'll open doors, be there for you anytime. Cause that's what your man's supposed to do. Yeah. I wanna cook for you, I was for you, girl. My whole objective is to please you. I'll run your bubble bath, make you laugh, girl, through thick and thin. I got your back, yeah. I ain't gonna be pressing you or stressing you to make love. We've got so much time for that.
That I call home. I never stick around quite long enough to make it. I apologize once again, I'm not in love. But it's not as if I mind that your heart ain't exactly breaking. It's just a thought, only a thought. If my life is for rent and I don't love to buy, well, I deserve nothing more than I get, cause nothing I have is truly mine. I always thought that I would love to live by the sea, to travel the world alone, more simply. I have no idea what's happened to that dream, cause there's really nothing left here to stop me. It's just a thought, only a thought. If my life is for rent and I don't, well, I deserve nothing more than I get, cause nothing I have is truly mine. and I don't learn to buy. Well, I deserve nothing more than I get, 'cause nothing I have is truly mine. If my life is for rent and I don't learn to buy, well, I deserve nothing more than I get, nothing I. Nothing I have is truly mine. Nothing I have is truly mine.
Show the world and all its people all the wonders love can bring. Give us strength and understanding. Give us all one song to sing. Let the music play. Play it loud and make it clear. It's time to stand up to a new world that is now so near. All the walls are falling down. No more children off to war. If we search in our hearts, all this suffering will be no more.
And let there be joy in the world.
Let there be.
And let there be no sorrow.
Let there be.
Let there be peace on earth.
Let there be for all God's children. Let them see. Love, oh love, what a blessed thing. Oh yeah, say it loud. Make it clear today and
Lionel Richie, Love or Love. It is 20 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. So today I want all of you guys to remember that no matter what happens in life, life will always move forward. No matter how stagnant you may feel, no matter how you may feel like you are not shifting, you are not moving, life will always move forward. That is one thing that I want you to remember from today as we enter the 6 months remaining in the year 2026. Even if July feels so hard, just remember that Abigail was talking to you guys about fighting these struggles that we may experience during this time of the year. I know that a lot of us, when the year usually starts, we are so much energized. You know, the energy is unmatched. It's out of this world. But then the moment we start realizing that things are not going as we were, as we planned, things are not going as we imagined, and then we start feeling like, maybe this is not meant for me, or I'm not supposed to do this. No. You need to keep pushing. You need to re-motivate yourself. You need to re-inspire yourself. You need to stop procrastinating. Do not give energy to things that are going to pull you back in the remainder of the year. The remaining 180 days, we need to focus, because this is the time for you to pivot. I don't know if we all know what the word pivot means. I don't know. But if you don't know, let me explain to you. Well, when we talk about pivot, we talk about words such as, you know, a shift. Yes. Words such as a shift or a turn. So when we say the 180 days pivot, I basically mean that the 180 days shift, or the 180 days turn, for you to make sure that whatever you planned for the year 2026 does see the light of day. It does materialize. I know we all get disappointed. You know, we all feel the burnout, especially now when we are in the middle of the year. We will experience burnout. You know, seasons also change. When seasons also change, they do have a toll on us, our mind, our bodies. But one thing that I would like you to remember is that anxiety is not here to stay. Depression is not here to stay. Low self-esteem is not here to stay. Social withdrawal is not here to stay. These are just things you are going to experience as the year go by. Just remember to reframe the media point as a reset, right? Remember to reframe the media point as a reset. Don't see the coming month. Don't see July as a sign that you have lost momentum. No. Try reframing it as a chance to pause and realign. Ask yourself, what's gone well so far in the year 2026? What has gone well for me in the year 2026? What have I learned or grown through so far in the year 2026? And what do I want to take forward into the next few months that are remaining? Or let's say in the next 180 days remaining in the year. Right? Even if you are veered off course, you are not starting from scratch. That's one thing I need you to remind yourself. That even if you veered from course, you are not starting from scratch. You are starting with more insight and experience. You need to remember that. And I also mentioned introducing small changes that can lift you out of autopilot and give you, or give your brain a boost. You can try to walk. I love to walk. It's just unfortunate that in the capital, it's not many places that you can walk to, because places are far. yeah, places are far from each other, so you cannot really walk to places as such. But in the location where I stay, there is a service station, and usually I always opt. It's the service station. It's Chinatown. Yes. So the service station in Chinatown, they are not far from my house. And I've always made it a point that if I'm going either to the service station or to Chinatown, I'm going to walk, unless if it's too hot. But I have an umbrella. Yes, unless if it's too hot, then I can walk to go. And then when I come back, I take a cab or I take a ride. So start things like a walking routine. If there's places that you can walk to, walk, you know. And also plan a weekend day trip away. How many of us have actually traveled in the past 6 months? How many of us? Or in these first 6 months of the year 2026? How many of us have actually said, weekend, let me go. You don't need to have a lot of money to get out of town. I'm sure we all have families in different towns in Namibia. You know, if you have a family member in the coast, if you have a family member in Karoo region, Ohangwena, Omsati, Zambezi, Omaheke, just take a weekend and go visit those people or that person, you know. Because sometimes it's a good motivation for your brain. It's actually very good. I usually feel happy when I am, you know, away and I'm breathing new air, seeing new environment. It's really such a good feeling. Even when I go home, I get very, very relaxed. It's like a weight gets lifted off my shoulder and I relax. So this is why people motivate for weekends away. You don't have to go to another country. You don't have to go to a lodge or a holiday destination. You can just go visit a friend or a family member who stays out of the town where you stay. So if you are feeling slower or less productive, it doesn't mean you are failing. No, it means you are human. You need to give yourself permission to take things one step at a time. Instead of judging yourself, practice talking to yourself as you would to a friend. Very important, you know. Try to say things like, I'm doing the best I can right now, and that's okay. So this compassionate mindset actually helps you recover faster than pushing yourself harder. You'll find people who are so hard on themselves that, I don't know, it's like they even talk to themselves like they are talking to somebody else. And you just wonder as to, why do you negatively talk to yourself like that? Why? It's not a good thing. Mental and emotional well-being starts with physical care. I always remember that. It's very important to stay hydrated, even if you are not feeling, you don't have a feeling of being thirsty. Hydrate, you know, it's very important. Eat regular nourishing meals. Move your body, even gentle stretching or walking counts. I'm not sure about the morning sunlight, but people have said that morning sunlight actually works. I remember even the time when we were with Ellie, I think she also mentioned, something about getting energized just by sitting in the sun a little bit. So if you are one of those people who feel like sunlight works for you, you can actually go into the sunlight and get energized and also keep a consistent sleep routine. If the first 6 months of the year you were not practicing these things that I'm saying, you are not eating well or healthy meals, you are not hydrating, you don't move your body, you don't get sunlight if you enjoy sunlight, please try to do that, you know. Sleep is very important. You know that your body is like a computer. A computer can't run 24/7 without being shut down. At some point, you will need to shut down that computer for it to function well or to function at its best capability. So sometimes the heaviness we feel needs more than, you know, writing it down or doing other things, like I said. If you feel these feelings becoming persistent and overwhelming, do not hesitate to reach out for support, because support can make a huge, huge difference, right? I'm sure we have family members that we trust with our problems, with our issues, with our mental state. If not family members, I'm sure you have a friend or two who you do trust with your mental well-being. Yeah. Yes. 9 more minutes for me to say my lovely goodbyes to you. Well, in fact, as we wrap up this final Sunday of June, remember that today is the last Sunday in the month of June. It's unbelievable, but we have come so far already in the year 2026. I want you to take a deep breath and let go of any regret you've been carrying about the last 6 months. I want you to take a deep breath and let go of any regret you've been carrying about the last 6 months. You did not waste any time. Rather, you gained experience. You learned something. So tomorrow morning, the calendar flips and a blank slate opens up. Remember that. Tomorrow, we are starting off afresh with 180 days. So that means you have 180 days stretching out in front of you, filled with blank pages just waiting for you to write something incredible. So remember, it only takes one spark to start a fire. And it only takes one decision to pivot toward the life you want. So thank you so much for spending your Sunday afternoon with me. Well, keep your head up, keep your focus sharp, and let's step into the second half of this year with maximum momentum. So until next Sunday, stay inspired, stay motivated, and keep moving forward. From me, Abigail, it is adios. Well, he is Pharrell Williams. Yes, with this song that is titled Happy. Be happy as well. I want you to be happy. Until next Sunday, adios.
Might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along. Yeah.
Ubhekingane zethu azikwazi nokushikila lokhu ukuqhenya ukuphosha isiqhenya ngobuntombi bayo usiqeni number phone yakunika usiqonile njalo kafela mthami aphela masebe kuthi amon.
Yeah.